Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us again on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And this is Pastor Benjamin Davis.
We're going to continue talking about, does God make all decisions in advance?
And of course, we answered that question saying, sometimes.
Depends.
It depends. Maybe. Have you ever had this experience where you see your wife from the backside, she's sitting in church or in a conference or something, and you walk up and you sit next to her and prepare to put your arm around her, only that when you see her face, you realize, I just sat by the wrong woman.
I've never done that, no.
may you never have that experience.
I feel like you are speaking from personal experience.
Yes, I have had that experience, because what it is all you see is from the hairstyle in the back, it looks like your wife, so you make the assumption that's your wife, and then you sit down, and you're preparing to be husbandly-like, and you realize, whoa, I just sat next to the wrong woman. Because and it's because all you did was look at the back of her hair and assume you had identified your wife, right? Same hairstyle, but different woman. So, you know, that is one way to look at this debate on how much is predestined and how much is free will. Sometimes looking at predestination is looking at the back of your wife's head and seeing a hairstyle, and you assume that's your wife, and it's not. And so let's read the passage, Romans 8:29. Now, we read Romans 8:28, which is more popular, but this is the same flow of thought in verse 29. For though he foreknew, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Now, I personally believe that in this verse, it's the focus on God's choices. But a lot of times you don't get that view of things until after you've already made a choice. You've done chose to sit down, and then you've done made a choice. You're hunting your wife. You're sitting down. And you realize, see what I'm saying? You're getting a different view of the same thing.
Yeah.
But what you learn is that God's goal is that he's after making a bunch of people just like Jesus. And in order to get there, after you've made a choice, you realize, well, actually, God foreknew me and predestined. Let me explain what that looks like in my life. When I got saved at 15, I know the choice I made. I wrestled with it before I made the decision. And after I got saved, I thought, man, nobody in my family saved. You know, I don't know, everybody's lost. I'm like a brand plucked from the fire. You know what I mean? It's like, Then my brother did a family tree, and in the family tree unearthed a bunch of documents from our family. And I was just flipping through them, and I found this one document that said, this guy served the Lord his whole life, and may all of his descendants serve the Lord. And if not, may the Lord discipline them until they do. I'm like, that's in my family tree? And I just realized what that means is, because of this guy's prayer, my whole family's under discipline until they serve the Lord. So I begin to see that this thing was a combination of my choice and others' prayers and God's predestination and his foreknowledge, all packaged into one deal that eventually brought me to salvation and discipleship in Christ. Okay, let's spend just a minute or two. If that is the case, why talk about predestination and foreknowledge at all? Why not just throw all of the emphasis on your choice, man's choice? Mm. Pastor Jared, why have this discussion at all? Now, I can, while you're thinking, because the Bible talks about it, there's one reason.
Yeah.
You know, because the Bible uses the word predestined and foreknew.
Yeah.
So there's one reason.
Yeah.
But why in church, why have this discussion at all?
I think, and I almost mentioned this on the last podcast, my mind immediately goes to the Randy Clark teaching, which we've referenced several times. This is the context of miracle healing, mm-hmm. but it's the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
So you have these two perspectives, and I do think, I'm trying to process this as you're sitting there. I've not thought about it this way before.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that maybe the blueprint or the predestination,
mm-hmm.
That is God's perspective,
mm-hmm.
and the warfare is ours.
Yep.
So it's not just that there are two different perspectives that you can switch back and forth, although that still kind of works, but it is the warfare is more from our perspective and the predestination is from God's, because the blueprint is from God's, because ultimately he is in control.
Yeah.
He really is. And I think if you look at it of, okay, well, these are the two different perspectives, but they really go together. What you have is a God who knows everything and is in control of everything.
Yeah.
And then you have his people that are making decisions along the way. I think that's what's hard,
yeah.
is that if we only look at it from God's perspective, or we only look at it from our perspective,
mm-hmm.
it either makes it all about our decision or it makes it all about God's control. And it's actually God has predestined it to be both.
Here is a historical biblical example of what you just said.
Okay. Make what I just said make sense.
Yeah. Here's a historical biblical yeah. illustration of yeah. what you just said. The Lord told the children of Israel, go in and take the promised land.
Mm.
But he also said, and he said, I'll be the hornet and I'll drive them out.
Mm-hmm.
But he also said, but I won't drive them all out all at once
mm.
so that you can learn to do war.
Mm.
Boom. On the one hand, he's saying, I'll be the hornet and yeah. drive them all out. But on the other end, he's saying, I'm going to leave some for you
yeah.
so that you can learn how to do war.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. God, he is sovereign. He does predestine. He has a plan. He's mm-hmm. going to fulfill his plan. But mm-hmm. we need to learn to do war.
Yeah.
We need to learn how to do warfare. Yeah. We need to learn how to pray for healing and pray again and pray again.
Yeah.
We need to learn to say, if I prayed for this person, they didn't get healed, Lord, increase my faith
mm-hmm.
till they do.
Yeah.
We need to learn, if I try to get this person saved and they weren't saved
mm-hmm.
in my altar call or mm-hmm. or in my street meeting,
mm-hmm.
Lord, increase my faith and my skill until mm-hmm. they do get saved.
Mm-hmm.
We need to learn to do war.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But from God's perspective, I will do all of this.
Yeah.
And so there's a purpose in each side of it.
Yeah. For sure there is.
Yeah. And so the Bible is actually going to bring out this. And if you really want a head twister,
mm-hmm.
just read Romans 8, 9, 10, and 11 as one long string of the same thought.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, what? And the reason being is Paul, in those four chapters, is going to bring out the different angles and sides of this thing.
Yeah.
If all you did was read Romans 9, you would say, predestination, subject ended.
Mm-hmm.
But when you read Romans 11, well, man has a choice.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. See what I'm saying? And Romans 10, man has a choice. You're going to go back and forth.
Yeah.
And so really it's meant to be the whole package. I try to simplify it. Predestination, sovereignty helps me sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
Warfare helps me wake up in the morning mm-hmm. and do the day with faith. Then sovereignty puts me to sleep at night, helps me sleep well at night again.
Mm-hmm.
Then warfare helps me wake up in the morning and do the day in faith again.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I try to sort it out. Mm-hmm. Okay. So practical application for today, think about your decisions today. And if your heart is right before the Lord, your decision will align with God's decisions and the manifestation will be peace in your decisions.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.